SAS Australia. It's on our screens at the moment on Channel 7. You would have seen last night that Barry Hall, there was a VW.
My pain threshold, I think, is pretty good. I've played on with quite a few injuries. I mean, your body will get through it. It's just if your head allows it.
We've done the best that we can do to strap you up to, you know, for you to carry on, but that decision must lie with you. You know your body, and you know that decision is yours.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to make wiser heads prevail.
So why was there a VW? Because Barry Hall popped a rib. He broke a rib when he was wrestling and fighting with Lockie.
Pop's the right word because it was popping out. Ooh, it was popping out. You could see it under his skin. On the phone right now, AFL legend, also boxing champion and SAS, and Mr. Barry Hall. G'day, Barry.
Good morning, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
Mate, thanks for having the time or taking the time to have a yarn this morning.
I don't even know how you felt standing there on the sidelines with a popped rib because as us, like Davey said, us sitting at home, we could see it through your shirt.
Yeah, look, it's not great. And anyone who's done a rib or, you know, a broken rib or pop one out of the cartilage, it's not fun. You know, coughing, sneezing, all those sorts of things. Going to the bathroom without going too far. It's quite a challenge. So the real test, you know, they strapped it up and all those sorts of things, but the real test for me was putting my backpack on and off.
Yeah.
The backpack's 19 kilos and I couldn't even do that. And we, you know, you guys wouldn't see it, but we probably do that 20, 30 times a day, put our backpack
right
on and off. So,
yeah,
I couldn't even do that, let alone do some of the tasks that were coming up. I just thought I didn't want to hold anyone else back. And, you know, if you're not capable of doing stuff, I'm very much of, and I did it with my football career, if I can't do something to the highest of my standard, you know, it's better off to fight another day. And, I didn't want to hold anyone else back.
I hear you, Barry. I popped a rib before. In fact, it was Inky's fault. We're on a jet ski and she was driving and we turned too sharply. I came off the back and popped a rib. And what was worse was coming back from Port Douglas down to Cairns in 25 knot winds on the back of a jet ski, bouncing up and down. So I feel your pain, Barry.
Yours was self-diagnosed, though. You didn't actually go and get some medical help.
Mine wasn't popping out through my skin like yours was, Baz. But that was a bit of a challenge last night up against Lockie Gilbert, who is a very large man. Isn't he? I didn't realise he was such a big boy.
He's a large man, you know. He's 110 kilos. He's a big guy. He's quite athletic. And, he threw me out of the ring a few times. And, that's probably what you get for trying to wrestle a big 110 gorilla. You know,
big bear like that.
At the age of 45. But, it was quite a challenge. But, despite how he's been perceived, we get along okay, you know.
Yeah, cool.
Interesting though, like you're a very busy man talking about rings, so you've done SAS, you've got three children, and you're also about to step into the ring with Sonny Bill Williams on the 23rd of March.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, that wasn't a sole decision when I, VW from the show, but that was in the back of my mind that I've got this coming up.
Yeah.
So let's get out, let's get recovered. And it's been a really good choice in terms of the rib and how it is now. And, you know, I've been hit on it and it's totally fine. So, I've got that big fight coming up on the 23rd of March, which is not far away from now. And really excited for him, nice and fit. You know, he's legit. He's taking this very, very seriously. And so am I.
Good for you, Barry. Barry, I've got a question for you, because I know you've done it. You've also done I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. If you had to make a choice between I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, SAS Australia, or slamming your genitals in a car door, which of those three would you choose?
I would choose SAS. I was loving it. It's just right up my domain. I love challenging myself mentally and physically, and ever since I watched the show, I was like, I'd love to go on that show. And, I got a call up 4 days. I got 4 days' notice to go in. I
think another
contestant may have got injured.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, another contestant may have got injured. So I got a call up and I jumped at the chance, despite my wife being heavily pregnant. And, going to give birth any day. So that was a tough decision also even to go in.
Barry Hall, thanks so much for having a chat with us this morning. Love watching you on SAS Australia on Channel 7, and we look forward and good luck, best of luck with your fight with Sonny Bill Williams coming up in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your time.